Universität Hamburg.
So, yes, thank you very much for joining me here at my presentation. Yesterday was a quite interesting day for me because I came to realize that let's say as some points in my presentation or in my my thinking do not really fit with the CCO view. So particularly, I come to realize that. I have not incorporated this, ontology of CCO, that really communication is constitutive of organization. But, you know, in my perspective, and that's maybe why you can see here, I say communication meets Bourdieu and not CCO meets Bourdieu. So probably, in my perspective, you know, I really... more focused on communication than on CCO, but I think these are some points we can discuss afterwards. So how can I, or is it possible to get into this CCO perspective and into the CCO ontology in this topic? So my topic today is, something like the transmission. I know CCO scholars don't want to hear something like transmission, transferred. I had a short talk with Dennis about that. And but I still use that that wording because this is a wording from new institutional theory. And so what I'm trying to explain here is the transmission of institutions in organization, particularly from a Bourdieusian and from a communicative perspective. So the starting point for me was that the transmission of institutions is quite important for organizations because, first of all, through this transmission, organizations can secure the cultural persistence within an organization. So there is this famous experiment of Zucker from 1977, where she showed that something like transmission happens within an organizational context. Second, and I think that's also a quite important point, members within an organization, they have to share something which I called an objective reality. I know this reality is subjective, yes, but as Berger and Luckmann said in their their work, people perceive the reality not as something subjective, but as something objective, and that's why I called it the objective reality. But although Zucker has this very similar paper in 1977, new institutionalism so far lacks research on transmission processes. So, new institutionalists, they know that such a thing happens within organizations, but they have no idea they have no explanation why these processes and how these processes work. And so there was an... recently an article by Lammers, who argued that communication plays an important role in the... He does not use the word transmission, I think that he does not use the word transmission, of institutions, or in his words, he used the term institutional logics, but he used institutional logics in a way you can also refer to institutions in that case. There's also a good paper from Nelson Phillips and Cynthia Hardy and Tom Lawrence, who also used the discursive perspective on institutions and on institutionalization. But, this communicative perspective is just one perspective how something like a transmission may work within organizations. There's also a practice theory perspective. Particularly in my case, it is influenced by the work of Pierre Bourdieu. And Bourdieu argued that this transmission takes place on a level below discourse and below consciousness. So he argues that most of these institutions within a society are transferred from practice to practice. So not in a discursive manner, not by using language or something else, but just by, he has some processes such as mimesis, mimicking, which are quite important in his theory to explain these processes. So the aim of my presentation is, to analyze the transmission of institutions in organizations. So first of all, I want to start with a short introduction in the concept of institutions, because as I said yesterday in the keynote from Tim, institutions, or the concept of institution, is at least as ambiguous as the concept of communication. So most of you will know these three pillars of institutions by Richard Scott: the normative pillar, the regulative pillar, and the cognitive cultural pillar. And in current new institutional research, researchers particularly focus on the normative and on the regulative pillar, while the cultural cognitive pillar, as Phillips and Malhotra say, is not taken into account. So it is not. So there is not really a focus on the cognitive cultural pillar. And this is, as Phillips and Malhotra also said, this is quite critical for new institutional research, because, well, if you look in the work of Mayer and Rowan, or in the work of Zucker, you will see that particularly this cultural cognitive pillar is the, well, let's say, the unique selling proposition of new institutional theory. Because, you know, the normative pillar is also present in the so-called old institutionalism, while the regulative pillar is present in this new institutional economics. So it is a cultural cognitive pillar which really presents a contribution from new institutional theory to the field of organizational studies. And, well, as I said, the problem is that new institutionalism so far lacks an explanation how cognitive institutions are transmitted within an organization. So how does it come that we have a shared sense of reality within an organization, that although misunderstandings happen, that there are only so few, maybe so few, misunderstandings within an organization? And so how does it come that these cognitive institutions are transmitted from actor to actor? So the first perspective I try to introduce you, and this is the role of communication in these transmission processes. So first of all, there's a nice quote in this Phillips, Hardy, and Lawrence paper, where they argue that language is fundamental to institutionalization. So institutionalization occurs as actors interact and come to accept shared definitions of reality, and it is through linguistic processes that definitions of reality are constituted. So it is. So they really also, or they stress in this quote that it is linguistic processes that come to constitute this reality, this shared reality from among actors. And so from my perspective, it is so that in organizations, let's say behavioral rules or institutions, are communicated as a social given to individuals or to newcomers within an organization. So it is, we don't think that, at least you don't consciously think that you are transmitting an institution. It is just something, it is your reality, or it is the reality you perceive. You're just transmitting that or communicating that reality to the newcomers or to other members of the organizations. And so it is questionable if these newcomers do not also think, okay, it seems that it is clear, it is evident. So this is not a subjective reality, but it's the way it is. Is it taken for granted, or it becomes taken for granted? And it also becomes habitualized after some time. So if you if you don't question it, if you just behave in that certain way, at some time, you lose your conscious knowledge about it, and it becomes an unconscious knowledge. And it's quite difficult to reflect on such unconscious knowledge. And so this might be this might be an explanation how this process of institutionalization may work within an organization. But So, well, what's a question I have, or what was difficult for me to explain? So, to what extent can institutions really be transmitted through communication? Because, as I said, communication also involves something like misunderstanding. So it is not the case that I can directly, without any problem, communicate to Gordon, and Gordon will have the same interpretation of what I say, because he has got very different experiences. And so these are some questions I'm I have a little struggle with. But so maybe it's also a point we can discuss them afterwards. So the other perspective on this transmission process is a Bourdieusian perspective. So as I said in the introduction, from Bourdieu's perspective, institutions are also transmitted below the level of discourse and consciousness. So through the mimicking of actions from other persons. So, and mimicking is not imitation. Imitation, as Bourdieu says, is a conscious process. So, if I also grab my pen and doing the same as or consciously doing the same as Gordon now does, it is just an imitation. It is not a mimicking. Mimicking is really such an unconscious process. And so individuals unconsciously observe the actions of other organizational members, and they, well, somehow understand the reasons for the actions and just, well, I use the term imitate, but it's an unconscious imitation in that case. They unconsciously imitate these actions. So, and well, Bourdieu was frequently criticized for this understanding of the transmission process because social researchers say, hey, how does that work? So how can I, just from unconsciously observing some actions, how can I, well, understand the reasons for the actions, and is there really some processes such as mimicking? But there's recent evidence from the cognitive sciences, particularly discovery of the so-called mirror neurons within the human brain that really provides evidence for Bourdieu's claim. So, and also research in social psychology reveals that humans are not just mimicking an action or imitating an action, but they really have develop an understanding for the reasons of the actions. It's not quite clear if you understand this reason in every case in the right way, but you try to make sense of what the other people's do and what are their reasons for doing it in that case. And so it might be a problem, or probably it is it is an explanation for these transmission processes in organizations. And so I come to the to the end of this very short presentation. So with some, let's say, open questions, because, well, as I told you before, I really come to realize that what I presented here to you is not a CCO perspective. By far, it is no CCO perspective. And so I have some questions, and there are also some problems I have with these, try to combine Bourdieu, new institutional theory, and also the CCO perspective. And I talked to Tim about that yesterday. And so the question, so my first question is, what is communication? And also, what is communication from a new institutional perspective? But because there are some work that try to introduce a discursive perspective on in new institutional theory, but it is, well, is discourse the same as communication? Is it something different? Well, I'm really struggling with that, because new institutionalism, at least in the work that I read, does not really talk about communication or presents a communicative perspective. So there is this discussion in Management Communication Quarterly just recently, a few months ago. But also in that case, I think that Well, also Sotheby, Hardy, and Barley stress that, well, there is communication, and communication is important for institutionalism. I have no idea what is communication from a new institutional perspective. And so the next question is, are communicative acts really involved in some processes such as transmission? Can communication really transmit something or diffuse, maybe that's a better word, I'm not quite sure, diffuse institutions? Or is it the other way around, that institutions are a prerequisite for communication, or not communication, but, well, to reduce misunderstandings within an organization? So that's the point I try to make with this. We have to share an objective reality within an organization. And so the last question, to what extent can we really combine the ontology of CCO, so putting communication in the center of our research, with new institutional theory, and also with Bourdieu's theory of practice? So these are some questions or some problems I have, and I'm not quite sure, particularly with this last question I posed, if this is really possible, because in the way I interpret Bourdieu's work, I'm not quite sure if that really fits with CCO. So these are some struggles I had in preparing this presentation, and also in the discussion yesterday. And so I welcome every comment, and thank you very much for your attention. Thanks.